This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So I am going with Pedro Martinez to Bear City. We're finally going to check out Bear City. You may remember City Made Famous on Saturday Night Live in, I want to say, 2006, 2007.
Right, yes. One of my favorite sketches of all time. Let's talk a little bit about the jokes in the sketch, and there were so many, but do you want to pick one of your favorites, and then I'll say mine?
You say one of yours first. I don't remember. I remember, like the vibe of the city very clearly, and the theme song, of course, but not in an individual sketch as much. So you talk about one of your favorite Bear City sketches.
My favorite sketches?
Yeah.
Wasn't it just one sketch?
No, they did them in a lot of different episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was saying, let's each say our favorite joke from this guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Welcome to Bear City. And then, of course, that's the mayor.
So we went to Bear City. It is very sad what has happened to it. The tourism industry has completely dried up. Because this was like, you know, at its peak, it was something that people were really talking about.
Well, it's boom and bust. I mean, when you get that big that fast, there's this whole new economy that moves in and everybody
yes.
spends it like they got it. And unfortunately, that's not always sustainable. And there's so many things – there's so many similar stories to Bear City of places created and made famous by SNL.
Yes.
That are now just complete wastelands.
The Coneheads planet.
Yeah, the Coneheads' entire planet.
Nobody visits that planet anymore.
The gym that It's Pat was trying to join. You know, they franchised that. That became a whole chain of gyms.
So we go, and they are so excited, really more to see us than we are to see that people never visit. They're all really skinny. They see Pedro Martinez and they want him to live there and like hopefully become like baseball bear.
Right.
They want him to dress up as a bear who pitches baseballs. So they're like trying to get us to like stay there with them forever.
And it's not realistic.
No.
Because Pedro has his whole own life. You
mm-hmm.
know, nobody knows that better than you. You're best friends with him.
Yes. So we stayed for like 2 weeks. And then finally it was like we got it. It was so awkward the whole time. We were just like, we have to get out here. We have to go home and do the podcast.
Well, I'm so happy to have you back. And I'm happy that Pedro's okay because my understanding, right, is that he wound up having to – they tried to block you from leaving the city. You were the best thing that had happened to the city in so long. And you thought they were maybe going to eat you and he had to throw baseballs at all the different
he had to throw baseballs in their mouths to fill them up
mm-hmm.
to make them not hungry anymore
yeah.
so they wouldn't eat us.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt
and dropping
names in the red carpet linebacker hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
And smooth as hell, best we've ever done it. So we have guests here. Do we want to talk about that or do we want to just keep just riffing with us?
Here's what I want to talk about. I like having some of the old salt licks of this podcast company,
yeah.
nay institution, and just chop it up. Sit around the old table. Does this have our names on it? I think it might. After freaking a million years, I think maybe all of our names are on here.
I think I could spot mine somewhere on here, yeah, and these guys as well. Yeah, there is something that only the old salt licks can understand. And I remember even when we were all young bucks, just little young grains of salt first
yeah.
coming in, and we would – feel that there was something special happening in the halls of Earwolf. And I remember that
at the time there was only one hall, remember?
Yeah, it's true. There was only one hall, and it was a cough drop. But it was you and these two guests and me, and you were really the only people I could talk to about this thing that was happening to me, which I suppose is fame.
The only people that got it, yes.
Yeah.
So we have Andrew T.
What up?
Here. And his cousin, PFD.
Hey.
The T brothers. Let's spill some tea.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. That was a let's spill some tea.
I like
so much
lot.
Tea.
Yep. I love that. Are we doing this? We're just going to talk about the old days?
Yeah, get into it. I mean, talk about the first time, the first podcast groupie experience or anything fucked up like that.
Can I say that I traditionally, I like to keep my eyes front and I like to look forward. I'm not a guy who likes to look backward. Uh-huh. I'm not sentimental. I'm not
so you're saying
nostalgic.
When a podcast groupie, you're honestly telling me that when you're walking down the street and a podcast groupie passes you and gives you that look, you don't look backward and sort of be like, okay.
If we exchange a glance as we're side by side,
yeah,
that to me is that's the best possible world because we're both in that moment. Mm-hmm. That's the moment.
Okay.
That said. Today, I will answer any question. This is it. This is a one-time offer.
Yeah.
Oh, about the past.
About the past.
Oh.
Get your licks
or,
in. Where?
Or the or present the or the future. I'll answer literally any question.
Future questions.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the future
shit.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That first record in the old play. We started right around the same
we
time.
We had a real Saturday run. Yes. I feel like that
we
was
were
real
kids.
Nice.
We were kids. We had
oh
that
my
crazy
God.
Hairstyle.
The Saturday Boys. Yeah, and no one else really knew what
the
to
Saturday
do
boys.
With us,
yeah.
I feel
oh,
like.
Man. Right. I remember a lot of people were intimidated by the Saturday Boys. There were people that were jealous, and there were people that were intimidated, and sometimes both.
And you would come in on Monday, there was like a little bit of a smell in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
That people would be like, oh, what the Saturday Boys had been up to.
It smells like Saturday in here, we used to say.
Yes, yes. And we were getting fucked up.
Yeah. You were getting wasted. You were doing drugs.
Yeah. We were doing drugs. We were cooking up some stuff. Yeah.
We had to. We had to be funny.
Methamphetamines.
Yes. Yeah. It's the only way to be funny.
A lot of times I went into Sunday. It's a blur.
Saturday would
point.
Blend into the
Saturday
very first part of Sunday sometimes.
Like 12:45.
The morning.
Can I tell right the hangover story about the Saturday Boys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
It was a Labor Day weekend. So studio was closed Monday. I come in Tuesday. These guys are passed out in the studio from... The Saturday.
Come on.
Oops.
You remember this, right? Or
yes,
maybe you don't.
I remember.
I remember pieces of it.
Yeah, I'll bet. I'll bet that you do. Mm-hmm. Remember only pieces of this story that I just told.
Sam,
what's your story, Paul? Yeah. It's more about the discovery. Do we ever stop calling ourselves the Satter Dudes? Or that just went right out?
That was really early that we were the Satter Dudes.
Very brief.
Because immediately people started calling you Satter Douches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're the saddest dudes of all.
Yeah.
Just sad.
Yeah. Saddest dudes, Satter Douches, all of that. Mm-hmm. And then hurt my feelings.
Satter Dicks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard that in
the
so
Satter
long.
Dunce Boys.
Shitter Day Boys.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Just fucking assholes.
Pricks.
Yeah. They would call us that sometimes.
Yeah.
Bad podcasters.
Super dick.
Unpopular.
Loser jerks. And I remember being called not financially viable.
Yeah. Like a drain.
That was, in those days, that was the biggest Earwolf burn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, with the PC culture now, we don't really say that about people anymore.
It's like Billy Murray calling Chevy Chase medium talent during that famous backstage fight.
Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And tell that story.
This was years ago, Saturday Night Live, and Billy was new to the show. And he was essentially replacing Chevy. And Chevy came back to host, and they got in a big fight. Chevy said mean things about Billy's skin. And Billy, with the perfect put down, calls Chevy a medium talent.
The sweetest burn.
I mean,
for people, and just for our listeners, a lot of our listeners are a little younger. For people who don't know the show, this was sort of the predecessor to Weekend Live.
Yes.
It was like the early incarnation before Weekend Live kind of took over.
Yes.
And Bill Murray would be, I guess, sort of like the rich show
of that era.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He's a Jack. He had Jack elements, I guess, too.
That's true. That's true.
That was a good story.
Thank you.
Do we want to get into helping Andrew? This is something we've talked about. We've waited for so long to have Andrew on
the
show.
We're done with reminiscing about the...
No, not necessarily.
We're going to fold that in. We can go hand in hand. Here's what will be really helpful is just like, obviously, doing Yo Is This Racist, huge chore. I'm not trying to fucking...
You hate it.
It's the worst. Like, I don't want to...
You have to come in every day and just do a little short episode.
The schedule is insane.
You're just in here... Just talking about one racist thing and then leaving.
And then go home and then go back the next day.
Well, don't spoil it. When you say you're talking about one racist thing, it makes me feel like
one potential. That
there's really no question in the title.
Then just call it
Yo, This Is Racist.
Yo, This Is Racist. That got stolen by a Twitter account with a little boy on it. So that's been a thing that's a problem for me.
So there are more problems than just racism.
Yeah, there's the.
I just think it's important to point out there are a lot of problems in the world, not just racism.
Come on, yeah, there's a
Let's
bunch.
Let's focus. Come on, like
there's
like,
patent trolls.
Exactly. People want to focus on things like, we got to stop doing the tomahawk chop at the Braves games. There are bigger problems.
Wait, actually, that one I am kind of.
What?
Ooh, where am I on this one? Here's the thing. It's that sometimes, like, there's just not quite the right ratio of white dudes on the show, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes you get a 50-50, and that feels like, you know, almost. Yeah. We're almost there. Well, I'm talking about a 3-to-1.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's the sweet spot.
The perspective, you know?
3-to-1 with a white engineer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'll say this, a very white dog.
Could not be. You white boy?
Like, if you had
when,
to.
When do you say, like, if, it, like, Bosch is white?
He's a beautiful blonde.
Yeah. Ooh, look at that luxurious.
If he were transformed into a person, it would definitely be a white guy.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Majorly.
Feeling that, Bosch? Oh, he is. He is. Yeah, that's so yeah, let's I feel like how do we want to do this? Do we want to
Well, I know that you have this really long
I do.
Backlog.
I got like a 60,000. Let me see. I can tell you exactly right now how long it is. No, I can't. I can do it if I was on my computer. It's like 60-something thousand of. Most of it's, you know, the true garbage. It's the shit that we're not trying to do on. But, you know, I got it all
written down. Give me an example.
What's an example of real garbage?
Well, let's see. This one, guys just calls me a cuck a couple times.
Mm-hmm. So more of a statement than a question.
It doesn't say that at the top, but yeah, it feels it feels like that's where.
But
that's
yo, very, is that racist?
Being a cuck?
Yeah,
no, it's cool.
Yeah, I think so.
It's very cool.
It's the coolest.
It's very cool.
Very you know? Right now, especially, it's having a real moment being a cuck.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes,
thanks for calling me the only bird that knows what time it is.
I think he was saying cuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what's you cuck, don't think, and what's cuck based on?
You don't think a nightingale knows what time it is?
It has a general idea.
Right, but not as specific as
come on. Because it's not going to tell you like the hour on the hour. It's going to go either it's going to go it's night or it's not going to say anything.
Is that what nightingales do? It's like is it night?
I mean a night? Rooster knows what time it is once a day.
Mhm.
Yeah.
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 Morning.
It's time to get your ass up.
Wake up
from the
time.
Farm. Yeah. It's the wake up call. You asked for this.
Time to come rooster. Friggin' brush me. Hey, wake up and brush me.
Get up.
I've been rolling around in the friggin' hay all night.
Well, these don't make that much sense.
Well, let's just play some, like, you know, let's play some
and of the
we'll
voicemails.
Just kind
of,
we'll just tackle them one by one. And we'll just, we'll, you know, we'll just see how many we get through. I think we can do all of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, Sam, do you have them ready to play?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Here we go.
What do you mean, go ahead?
I don't know where that came from. Sorry.
Hey, Andrew. I just had a question about racism. I was wondering if it is racist for a Latino man to dress up as Fat Bastard for Halloween.
Oh, man, that's a great question. That's a great question. So normally with stuff like this, you know, I like to have a lot of to bring in people of the what is
like
Fat Bastard?
Like a Scottish person?
Fat Bastard, I believe, is Scottish.
I believe he's
Scottish. I'll have to, consult. He might have some other lineage, but I think there is some Scottish.
You'll have to consult
there.
Austinpedia, the wiki.
The Wikia.
The Austin. That's right. It's a
that's
Wikia.
A Wikia.
Austin.wikia.org.
That's right.
Yeah. Randy.wikia? Do I make you Randy? Is that what he says?
No, he says Randy. Horny. No, he says Randy after horny, I believe on the airplane.
Randy, yeah.
He doesn't say Randy
when he's
as
flopping
much as,
around right. on his bed that mm-hmm. is produced by a switch.
Mm-hmm. Circle bed.
Yeah. Circle
is
bed.
That the circle bed?
That's a circle bed that kind of spins around.
God,
yeah.
That's such
he
good.
Does not say Randy as much as the character Randy.
Yes.
Oh, sure.
From whatever movie that was.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, from the Randy movie, we hope. Fingers crossed.
What happened to the, what's holding up the Randy
movie? We have been wondering.
Yeah.
That's a frequent conversation on this show. Where can is I, the Randy
movie? I mean, even before you know. What was the whole
can
thing
I say,
the Randy movie?
It could have been a good strategy to say it was Randy.
Oh. This is Hollywood
damn,
crisis
absolutely.
PR.
Right?
This is amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just Randy.
That's the Randy. That was role research.
Him too. No, wait. Time's up for him. That's it. Got
and
it.
Then, yeah, you just throw Randy under the bus.
Yeah.
That's an interesting question. Is it racist for a Latino man to dress as Fat Bastard for Halloween?
Okay, interesting, huh? Yeah. Well, definitely. That's ours. You can't have that.
Yeah. Because you're Scottish, right?
Well, no, but okay. I'm so close.
Yeah.
I'm so close.
You are
to
getting
it.
Who's
really
the
close?
Most Scottish in here, do you think?
Just like sizing it up.
Yeah, let's
not
do
it. Sam. Sam definitely is more
I think
Germanic.
Wait, I'm sorry. Who's the most Scottish in here and why?
That's
the important thing to why.
Yeah.
Why do y'all think you might be Scottish? Or
explain
me.
Explain why you think you might be the most Scottish.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I know Hayes is a big fan of Paul Haggis.
That's good.
But do you know what brand of tape I use exclusively?
Okay. Duct tape.
Yeah.
Made by.
Hey, bye.
3M, baby.
Which is owned
Ewan McGregor.
Which is a.
Sean is wearing a plaid shirt.
Mm. That's true.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
The tartan. Mm. What is the tartan?
But Engineer Sam has told me that he's a Highlander.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Sam is...
You're the one now?
A Highlander? I thought that there was... The main thing was that there was only one.
Yeah.
Well, no, there can be only one, mm-hmm. which is why they're
got
all
it.
Killing each other.
Got it. Okay.
Oh. So are they all called Highlanders? No. He was just the Highlander...
The Highlander, but they're, yeah, they're
he
others
was the
of
current
the same.
Highlander.
Right, the highest well, Landis.
Isn't it, isn't it honorific, like, president where they have to call you mm-hmm. the Highlander even after you're no longer the Highlander?
Let's think about it like
– You can do 4 years.
Yeah.
If, their term limits
mm-hmm.
on the Highlander?
If,
I thought
instance,
he was immortal, no?
You're immortal, but you can only do two
oh, you're
terms.
Only the Highlander for
two
a maximum 8 years.
But then afterwards, they still call you Mr. Highlander yeah. or
right.
whatever, but
right.
you're not the Highlander.
Yeah, Toyota Highlander has confused
yep.
this a lot.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are trying to chop the head off that car.
Yeah.
And you know what? Those cars break down. They are not immortal.
Oh, yeah. Well, and really, in some ways, neither is a Highlander because if you chop their head off, they do die.
That's right.
Which is not something an immortal would do.
Did you guys want another voicemail?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm curious about your Highlander strategy. Seems to be kind of like laying low.
Mm-hmm. They can't just cut kind your
of
head
staying
off
out of
below
the
blade. I crawl. I'll stay as low as possible.
Mm-hmm. 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 I've seen you.
Thank you.
I've seen you. You have a motorcycle.
I see you, Sam. We see you. We love you.
You have a motorcycle, which you would think, oh, that's easy to go up alongside it, but you'll lie down next to the motorcycle in a sidecar and just sort of steer it with your foot.
Do you guys remember at the old studio there was a Saturday session where I was very hungover and forgot to come to work, so I lied and said my motorcycle had been
hit. Yeah, I remember that.
That was your first session.
That was my first one.
It was with Ben Schwartz.
You were about 45 minutes late, and we were locked out in the hallway.
Huge episode for us.
I just sold that motorcycle a couple days ago.
Oh, congratulations.
Runs great.
I agree.
Did you tell the lie when you sold it to them?
I sold it to Ben Schwartz.
Oh. And it runs great because you just a couple weeks ago told us it was broke down as well.
Mm-hmm. Runs great.
Are you saying Ben Schwartz now has a motorcycle?
I don't know if he still has it. It's his now. It's he
might have flipped it.
Whatever. Yeah.
Ben's been flipping motorcycles. Yeah, he'll gut them and then just like sort of modernize, put all new electrical work in, and then he will sell them for twice as much.
He puts Bluetooth in all of them, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
a
good impression of a bike.
A pill, right? The Beats pill right in front, just blasting music at your face. A pill. You guys are, we got it. We all got it.
And then he makes the engine look like BB-8.
Here's, you know, I was
rolling around. The wheel has a BB-8 shape.
Yeah, you buy a BB-8
motorcycle
from BB-8.
He, of course, is doing the voice.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, he sits in the sidecar with you when you buy the motorcycle and will BB-8 it for you. It's expensive, but it's worth it. It's so fun.
It is fun.
Get a lot of chicks on that hog.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, God,
you know what I'm saying, guys?
Yeah.
Now, Sam, you seem to be in a rush. You would like us to do another voice now?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey.
I wanted to say that I had a question about if something is racist that I wanted to ask you.
Yep.
And I'm using the number that you provided on the show.
I didn't realize
you always respond to the voicemail.
I do actually sometimes.
Basically,
yeah.
My question is this:
gotta give them.
If I'm white, right, and I want to, if I want to go to a Tyler Perry movie, and then I want to stay by the door when the movie's over and ask everyone, you know, would you have enjoyed that movie if it was an all-white cast?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, I'm not being rude about it. I'm just, and I don't, I'm not trying to, you know, be confrontational. I'm just genuinely curious. And I do, you know, once the lights go down in the theater, I do put on the uniform of the movie theater. And so it seems like
I'm
an official commitment.
I think we got the gist, right, guys?
I think
we got it.
Yes, was there a lot more to that? That one was a lot longer.
Yeah, sometimes they're a little long.
Okay, do you want to just pot? It's still been playing. Do you want to just pot it up?
Let's bring it back up. Let's just finish the end.
No way that you can tell me that what I'm doing is racist because I'm just asking questions, and I'm just asking the same question of everybody. They don't have to answer it.
I think we got it. Caller, thank you so much, of course. Like, I love all the listeners equally and all the callers especially. Starting a market research firm.
Yeah.
Right? That's just market research.
It's
You know?
Although we didn't hear what he does with the answers.
Oh, I'm sure something fine.
as long as it's for like financial gain,
yes,
it's okay.
That's the important thing.
As long
thing.
As he's selling the information.
I mean,
that
did
he
say that he was selling the information?
No, but he's saying it's like as long assume. As he's using it to start as part of market research.
If that is what he is doing, it's fine.
Then it is not racist as long as it is compensated.
So that's the trick for Yo, Is This Racist, right? Obviously, the caller's like, it's hard to get it all in on a voicemail. Mm. So what you really want to do is figure out how the callers are making that money as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
And the more money it is, the less racist it is.
Yeah.
Well, because is it racist to have a side hustle? I don't know.
No, dog.
So.
No, dog.
What's less racist than capitalism?
Oh, please.
Nothing.
Yeah, yeah. No. It just rewards people who are good.
Meritocracy, it's colorblind.
Who are good.
Yes.
That's the only color is green.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I wonder what movie it was that he was talking about. Like, probably not Nobody's Fool, which is about to come out. Depends on when the voicemail came in. Could be. Like,
so some of these are kind of old.
I can do bad all by myself.
Yeah, some of these. Some of these You know, here's the thing with the voicemail box: is we get very tired just going through it. And
yeah,
a lot of times instead of just doing what I want to do, which is just deleting people's like deep fears and questions,
yeah,
and never even thinking about them, is I'll just let them sit in the mailbox for like I don't know four. There we go. We got some.
They're trapped in there.
They can't go anywhere. Well, while like I have Phantom their zone. Souls,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I can't. What are you going to do? Flush them? No.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? And this is this is a little off topic, maybe, but in Ghostbusters,
yeah,
when the ghosts go into the box, they trap them in the box.
I hate to interrupt you. This is not off topic at all.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm glad.
This is absolutely what we wanted to discuss.
What? Like what? The box is so small. And the ghosts are always bigger than the box.
Huge.
Yeah.
Always.
And they're clearly like alive in there because often the box is kind of jumping around.
Yeah. And then they get released later.
Yeah.
This is the original Ghostbusters because the EPA guy, the worst villains I can think of.
Oh, yeah.
They make sure.
Billy Atherton.
That's the only Ghostbusters I recognize, though. You know?
Me and Billy got a place in La Jolla.
It's beautiful.
This was 1970, and we just sat and watched his scenes from Ghostbusters. And
just his scenes.
Just
and
his
this
scenes.
Was in the 70s.
Yeah,
in
before the movie was made.
Well, before, because he was nervous. He thought, "Am I making this EPA seem bad enough?
Is this the original
environmental cucks?
The original Dan Aykroyd script that was, I think, 300 pages long."
Yeah, it was
and mostly much more of him getting blown.
Yeah,
by that one ghost. And his eyes crossed for much longer.
Well, they crossed, they uncrossed, they rolled back into his head. They came all the way back around. A lot of stuff we just didn't have technology for at the time.
Yeah.
Brilliant scene on the page.
Yeah, yeah.
But we could not make it look like that. But you know, at any rate, we got distracted. Wound up just going on down to a cove and spearfishing for octopi.
Sure.
You like how smart they are.
Yeah, what's tasty to me is their brains.
Yeah.
That to me is the most dangerous game is hunting octopi because they are so smart. That a lot of people, you think you're a big man if you can take down an elephant or something or whatever.
It does feel awesome. I mean, you get hard as a rock.
Of course it feels like that. Of course it feels great. To see an elephant, the largest land mammal, and say, I'm going to kill it.
Yeah.
It's a great feeling. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
It's a great feeling.
Yep. Powerful.
But an octopus, because it's definitely smarter than you.
Yeah.
1,000%.
Definitely smarter than you. It can escape from anything, from inside a closed jar. And then if you
can't do that.
If you can, I can't either.
Yeah.
Oh, you close me in a jar, that's a wrap.
I'm effed.
And I have tried.
Yeah.
Do you know that escape room that's a big jar?
Big jar.
Yeah.
Big jar downtown.
Big jar downtown.
Oh, I love
is
it.
It's the hardest escape room no one has escaped from.
Is that the Jar Jar Binks one?
There are no clues, really.
There's
is that
no
the
clues?
What?
Is that the Jar Jar Binks one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that what you looked up from your phone to say?
I didn't look up. I'm still looking at my phone.
Sam. Touché. Asked and answered.
You burnt. You burnt.
He got me. He fucking got me.
I hate to see that happen.
What is the big Jar Jar Binks downtown?
Is that racist?
The big Jar Jar Binks downtown?
Just the whole thing.
The ghost being too big for the box.
Yes.
The EPA.
Oh, of course.
Did you even get to your initial question?
The band Jar.
What are they doing in there?
Oh, yeah. What? So is it scary? Are ghosts, because they're scary, are they scared when they're in the box? They spend all their time being scary, but then they're trapped in this tiny little place.
Yeah, they are screaming a lot.
Are they smushed, or are they somehow shrunk down to proportionate size?
I think I can answer this because it goes back to something that my therapist always says, which is scared people scare people. And that sometimes the people who are really trying to scare you the worst are the ones who are the most scared themselves.
Right.
Good message for some of these kids on Halloween who are coming up in these to your house in these scary masks. And
freaky stuff.
Might this be helpful for them to know that scared people scare people.
Yeah, this works across the board. Happy people make people happy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Sad people make people sad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Horny people make people horny.
Oh, my God.
Dude, Austin they make Powers. Randy, yeah.
Austin Powers.
It worked. Yep.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It worked pretty much every time.
I remember.
He got what he wanted.
I was going out of my mind watching that movie.
Oh. When is he going to get
from the
get
horn? Some.
How many babies do you think were born after the release of Austin Powers?
Wow.
Mm. Right?
Yeah, a lot.
I would love to see the stats on that.
That explains my generation. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's like how the baby boom.
You were born the year that Austin Powers came out.
Well, yeah. 9 months.
Yeah. And we are the same age, and you remember how crowded the school.
Oh, yeah.
Just like for that, 60 students
just
to
for
a
that
teacher.
One grade.
Yeah. And just everyone named like
Basil.
Basil.
Danger.
Vagina.
Vagina.
Vagina. Vagina. So fun.
Sorry, what Danger was their middle name.
Yeah.
Basil, of course. Mm-hmm. Alata.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Swedish penis enlarger pump.
Yeah.
Scott.
And Randy, that is where Randy came from also. Yeah.
So Randy as well.
And I think some kids were just named horny, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We had two hornies in my school, like Horny Wong and then Horny, we just call him White Horny. Horny Davidson, obviously.
I remember my homeboy Odd Job.
Yeah.
Random task.
Random task. Yeah. Random task.
Yeah.
And the mole. Well.
Yep.
Do we want to do another voicemail?
I was going to ask if we could do another voicemail. Hang on.
Go ahead.
Let's pull it up.
Yeah, let me pull it up. Okay. I'm scrolling. All right, here we go.
Hi, Andrew. This is engineer Devin. Some of you guys call me Chef Devin. I'm BaffleGavs on Twitter if you want to. Anyway.
He gave his Twitter handle?
Wondering if it is racist, and I really don't think it is, that I not seen the movie Crazy Rich Asians or even the trailer for Crazy Rich Asians, even though Hayes and Sean, who are not my boss, by the way, even though they act like they're my boss, have been asking me to at least watch the trailer so we could talk about it on the show for about a month now, and I've been putting my foot down about how I'm not willing to do it, and I am from Minnesota.
Oh, boy. Well, whoever that was, it's good to hear. Just good to hear from like someone interested in the community. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I call Crazy Rich Asians fans the community.
Oh. Okay,
that's is that their like, official like fan designation?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we, mm-hmm. I'm a community member.
Mm-hmm.
Is that's just our little fun like name. You know, mm-hmm. I feel like it just captures what it's like to be part of the community. You know what I'm saying?
Oh wow, that's really painting a picture for me.
Yeah, dog.
So you know, if someone is interesting, like someone that you work in the same office with, if that is the case,
hypothetically,
of course.
And we want to make these general, you know,
of course. Yeah, not seeing naturally. Crazy Rich Asians as an act of violence, should that be something that you can go to jail for?
Of course, like, and obviously, like, you know, we don't want to take. You know, we understand that free speech is, you know, on some level important,
mm-hmm.
right? Of course.
I guess.
We all kind of agree.
I'll hear you
on
out.
It. But, you know, I just think like certain civic duties are more important than, you know, ideas of liberty or being able to not see Crazy Rich Asians or even the trailer for Crazy Rich Asians.
Did you guys catch Mara last night?
Never miss it. He was doing something sort of similar, right? He was talking about, but this was like rounding people
up. Was it
up.
A new rule?
Oh, that's
was it a new rule
is.
Or was it like when he does his like speech at the end?
What's the difference?
Well, that's the new like, rules are short.
Yeah.
Here's what happens.
Yeah.
He does the new rules, and this is at the end of the show, and ostensibly the panel could have left and gone home. But they stay there. They have to stay there.
Yeah, have to.
And they do the new rules, and then they know that they're on camera, so they have to be ready to react to the new rules. And then there's he does like the last new rule transitions, and you can tell like the lighting is different. Like everything changes. Like there's just like a hush that falls over.
You're entering hell.
You're well.
That's the effect that's created.
Exactly. Yeah. The earth falls away, and then you realize, oh my God, I'm not in the place that I thought I was
yeah.
in.
Yeah, or have I been here all along?
That's right. I'm in hell. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's revealing himself.
Like you touch the mirror, but it's liquid, and then there's fire on the
other side. Oh my God. Yeah.
The moment when you realize that Al Pacino was the devil all along.
Yeah. That moment when.
Yeah.
Al Pacino was the devil all along, guys.
Now.
We get it.
So he does a speech. That's like, you know, I don't know how he does it, but everyone is like, take that, Atticus Finch. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I've been laughing and learning for an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
For 58 minutes.
Yeah.
And then in the last 2 minutes, I'm just blown away.
Yeah.
And,
right.
You know, he delivers the final word on something.
Yeah.
And then maybe he sneaks in a joke right before the very end where he gets serious again.
And in your case, you have been laughing and learning for at least some part of your life from backstage.
Oh, no, but not backstage. On stage.
On stage.
Yeah, yeah. I was – again, I only like to look forward, but the first season
I'm so glad we've opened up for this episode.
This is the one chance you get.
Mm. Yes.
That first season of Real Time back in 2003, I did a segment on the show, and – even though my segment was, you know, isolated, I never interacted with Bill or the panel really at all. I was required to sit there on stage under lights on a stool for the entirety of the program. So I would do my little section, and again, no one would ever interact with me except one time I did a piece about Confederate flags, and Bill felt compelled to point out that the Civil War was not just about slavery, but it was also about there were a variety of factors.
Did you not know
real education?
Well,
for you.
I mean, I feel like I know it now, and I can't remember a time not knowing it. But I guess I must not have.
You
known
must
that.
Have learned it from.
I must have learned it from Bill.
Is it racist to be so obsessed with slavery that you think that the Civil War was only about that?
Right. Were all wars for states' rights to own slaves?
Right.
Or were they all about slavery?
To just like not be able to stop thinking about slavery long enough to think that maybe it was about some other stuff.
Maybe true like fixation.
Being able to sell maple syrup wherever you want it.
Yes.
That was one of the reasons people went to war.
And probably the primary reason if we were able to ask someone at the time.
It's definitely it's on the list, and we don't know where it is on the list, so it could be at the
top. It's way up there.
I mean, I think the fact that we don't know means it's at the top. Yeah. The maple syrup thing.
Yeah, but I agree.
And it gets totally ignored now.
Yeah.
Except for by people like Bill Maher and other of our intellectual giants who have a platform that's very good and healthy.
Mm-hmm. But I was glad that Bill took the time to do that on live television, especially given that I did not have a chance to respond at all.
So he just cut in while you were doing your pre-prepared bit.
No, I did my bit and then it was over.
Okay.
And then he sort of tagged it with – but of course, as you may not know, you know, the Civil War was fought for many reasons, not just slavery. Yeah. Okay,
and he turns to the panel, and your mic has been taken away at that point.
Oh yeah, like a guy has run in, yanked it off my jacket, and that's how I ended all of my segments.
As soon
as the camera was off me, a guy ran in and yanked my mic off. Yeah,
got to take it off.
Yeah.
Some of these new rules are starting to sound a little bit like the old rules.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I feel like when I hear these new rules, I go, man, if that wasn't a rule already, it always should have been.
I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I feel like every one of Bill's new rules should be accompanied by the sound of it being chiseled into stone.
Yes. And so
you should be watching and saying, what's that noise? And then they sort of pull out a little bit. You see a guy, ting, 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 ting. He's just like chiseling it into a stone tablet.
Mm-hmm. And it's one of the commandments now.
Yes.
Oh, Bill's new commandments.
And you know what? Yes, because he should do new commandments because the commandments are religion. Boo.
Oh.
Get that out of there. there.
Yes.
Get that out of there.
That's freaking religious.
It's religious.
Oh, yeah. I could use a religious bit of that.
Right?
Yeah. Please, yeah. Less please of the religious. I don't need that.
Yeah. It's just less of them everywhere.
Yes. Please, all this. Because it has caused the most war.
Oh.
And really, isn't that what the Civil War was about?
If you want to talk about war, it was about religion.
Yes. Yep. Every war is about religion, and it's killed more people than every disease and every Godzilla and every other monster. Every Frankenstein and everything. And it's true.
Babadook?
Well, okay, I'm glad you brought it up.
Okay.
I'm glad you brought it up because it is the Halloween season.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So let's actually get into it. Because this is an ongoing debate between Paul and I. And I don't like to look backwards either. But I remember one of the first times we nearly came to blows was over the Babadook. And he claims that we could never possibly calculate how many people the Babadook has killed because it is so targeted. We don't know how many people are experiencing the Babadook at one time, but millions of families could be undergoing
Babadook. I want to say again, because the fallout is such that even if you are not the direct victim of a Babadook killing, if you know someone who has been, there's ripples. You know, it's not an isolated incident.
Yeah.
But of course, it affects everyone around that person.
Where are the books? If there's this many Babadooks, where are the books, Paul?
Okay.
Because we would be able to find those.
You don't think that the Babadook cleans up, like covers his tracks? He's not going to leave.
If it's happening on the scale that you are, I would literally be walking into people's living room and seeing the book on the coffee table and seeing their kids sort of being scared as they look through it and there's new pages they didn't know about.
By the time you're there, it's too late. It's happened. Do you know what I mean?
But if it's killing more people than religion,
Sean, if you are not seeing a Babadook book on people's tables, it's because the Babadook has not targeted them for Babadook murder.
No one's saying the Babadook doesn't murder people. I'm just saying that the scale you're talking about is so large. If it's beyond religion, I'm saying,
Sean, just because you got to get out of your bubble.
Get ready for a big punch.
You know what? That's where it stopped last time.
Thank God
for your signature war cry. Get ready for a big punch, because I was able to like look at what I was doing and say, hold on a second, I don't want to fight you.
And I don't like seeing myself like that.
No, of course not.
Making a fist, which, by the way, I'm
watching this.
I love.
And I'm
this.
Seeing this topic generate more passion and controversy than any like racism.
You know what? Here's the thing. People find religion.
Yo, is this Babadook? You know?
Yo, did the Babadook kill upwards of
yo, is this true about the Babadook? That could be the show.
I'm totally up for a spinoff.
Aren't you worried there might be other podcasters on the network who are going to say, what makes you the arbiter of the Babadook killing people? How do you know?
Right.
Like, who's this guy deciding, the Babadook kills this many people or that many people?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You know, it's all about just bringing different perspectives to the table. You know, I just think as a person who has had a Babadook murder in my family.
Oh, my God, Andrew, I'm
like,
sorry.
I just feel, oh, no, it was, I fucking hated them. It's great, actually. Just like,
you hire.
And that's a thing that nobody talks about.
Yeah, sometimes it's good.
What about the Babadook kills people?
Mostly
the
Babadook doing good murder. Yeah.
Good.
What about when the Babadook kills someone you don't like?
Yeah. The Babadook is kind of a Dexter type
Baba Dexter.
Yeah. I wanted to jump back to one little thing. Paul, do you need a signature fight move?
Yeah, war cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sean has get ready for a big punch.
You seem to be kind of thwarted by get ready for a big punch.
I mean,
do you need your own?
That knocked me on my ass before any punch was even thrown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This ass is going to bounce right back up.
How about... I'm about to get violent.
Yeah.
Punch it.
Is that okay. Punch feels pretty good.
Punch it, Chewy.
Yeah.
Punch
this. That's what that's from.
That's right.
That's all coming back to me now.
Punch it, Chewy.
Yeah.
Punch it, Chewy.
From a bar fight you had with Harrison Ford, like in 1973.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I remember. At the time, Paul was a gum addict. He always had a full pack of gum.
And this is before blister packs. This is you had to take it out, unwrap it, put it in your mouth, figure out what you're going to do with the paper.
Yeah, read the little comic on it.
You had to read the little comic. You had to ask someone, do you get this?
Yeah.
You had to read the fortune at the bottom. You had to add it in bed.
That's right.
Yeah.
You had to see what they were selling, what you could send away and get from the gum company.
Like 45 of them, and you get like a little glasses, I think.
I think you get a little glasses.
Yeah.
They would say, do you want – hey, collect 45 of these comics and get little glasses.
Oh, yeah.
So small. I have a game that I'd like to start playing with fortunes. Instead of adding in bed at the end, you just add or whatever.
That's fun. Can we practice them, like to see what it sounds like?
Sure. Yeah. Does anybody have a fortune, either Bazooka Joe fortune that's kind of funny?
Here's the thing though, Bazooka Joe fortunes were funny.
They're funny as hell, dude.
So it's like with the fortune cookie, it works because the fortune cookie is so earnest and it's trying to tell you something.
What's a Bazooka Joe fortune sound like?
Bazooka Joe, God, what would they be?
I mean, I can remember one of the comics, but I can't remember one of the fortunes.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear about the comic?
Yeah, sure.
I remember that I guess Joe was looking through a telescope. And
with his one remaining eye.
Mm-hmm. And there was a girl character whose name escapes me who was asking him what he's doing. And
is that Bazooka, possibly? Is the girl maybe Bazooka?
Okay.
Bazooka Joan?
Oh.
Bazooka Joan.
So it's Bazooka and Joe?
Yeah. I don't know this universe as well.
That makes a lot more sense.
Right?
But yeah. Bazooka Joan, I guess, had come up and said, like, what are you doing? And he described what he was doing the same way that we all would, where he said, I'm checking out some heavenly bodies.
Right.
And she
said, he's looking at the stars in the sky.
Yeah. Yes. And she said, oh, I love that.
I think I
and
know he where was this like, is going.
And he was like, oh, you do? And she was like, yeah, sure. Patrick Swayze, et cetera.
So she was sort of a proto Austin Powers.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah. Where she had managed to twist the phrase heavenly bodies, which always means stars.
That's a really horny comic.
Yeah.
Well, and I was a young man at the time that I read it, and I do remember having sex with the gum immediately afterward.
Gotta fuck that gum.
That probably comes with these ridges that are just perfect for if you have a little tiny wang.
Yeah.
Because the gum is small.
Yeah.
Even by gum standards.
Even by
gum standards.
Small, very hard.
And there are these
covered with chalk.
And rough.
There are these grooves. These grooves to it. Fuck. Yeah.
Dusty gum.
Plenty of friction.
Yeah. Oh, that feels so good with the just a nice, rough.
And they knew what they were doing when they wrote that comic.
Yeah. And that's what got you so worked up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get that horn on.
Punch it, Chewy.
You will soon come into a great fortune.
Or whatever.
Oh, damn.
It fucking works. It fucking works.
Yeah.
Look for career opportunities on the horizon.
Yeah, or whatever.
Oh, dude.
Hey, you gotta get into this.
Okay, I'm a little scared. The first two were just kind of normal fortunes.
Right.
Yeah. What's in your cookie?
Like fortune cookie fortunes.
Yeah.
Mine says, I put one in my phone case a while ago. Let me see what it says. I just forgot that it was there. Quality counts and you've got it.
Or whatever.
I like my original one more.
Nope.
I like the fortunes when
how did Bazooka Joe lose really his fortune. Eye?
Oh.
Did he really have a – he had an eye patch.
A bazooka. It was shot out by a bazooka.
Yeah.
By a tiny bazooka. It was a replica bazooka.
By the small soldiers.
Mm-hmm. Guys, I have a Bazooka Joe fortune that I was able to look up. Here's the fortune on the Bazooka Joe that I found. Despite popular appearances on the WB Smallville, DC fails to schedule All-Star Aquaman.
Huh.
Yeah.
So you typed in Bazooka Joe fortune and that's what came up?
Yes.
Huh.
I'll be honest. I don't get that one.
This here's the comic. One guy with a long with a turtleneck over his face.
Mort
goes, I can go steady with any girl I please. Joe says, why don't you then? And Mort says, I don't please anybody. Any of them.
Oh! Oh! Fucking Mort!
Bye.
Mort.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.